Hello and welcome to February day 7, and the topic today is the Winter Olympics. And there's something I've never really revealed on Audioboo, which is that I'm an Olympic skier. Now, nobody knows I'm an Olympic skier because I never told them. And I'll tell you about it. My first experience of skiing was going to Austria. And I flew over there for a week. And it was my first go at doing the really tough slopes, you know. And I forget what different colours there were, but there's black, which nobody in their right mind would ever go on. There's some kind of yellow ones, I think, and red ones. And in the course of a week, I was an incredibly fast learner at this skiing thing. I fell more times than anybody else in the group I was in, and that was good because, you know, you learn by your mistakes, they say. So I was the one who fell most and rolled down most the slopes and you know, broke most skis and smashed most poles and you know, tried barefoot skiing as well. That was pretty cool. Nobody else was doing that on the slopes. And so it was, you know, it was really the Olympics, I can tell you that. I mean, they talk about, you know, having to push yourself. It was dead real push. So a week of, and it was tremendous fun. I mean, you just wouldn't believe how much better the people in the, what do you call it, in the skiing class were, you know, after 3 days than they were on day one. On day one, they were bloody awful. You know, you look at them and you say, hey, God, he actually knows which ski boot goes on which foot, and I don't, and knows how to tie them up. And you get, fiercely, you think, oh, he's a real cocky bastard. He actually knows how to walk on the skis without falling down. And, you know, she doesn't look in too much pain, you know, obviously been taking a load of painkillers. And, you know, I did the old skiing thing, and it was great. I absolutely have to say that by about day four, there was no slope that had an incline of, you know, less than, I don't know what, however you put it. But anyway, the you know, the kind of things that go down gently. I could do all the gentle ones without any trouble at all. So I reckon I had a talent for this Winter Olympic stuff, and but skiing is not my favourite Winter Olympic sport, I have to say, it isn't. Oh, by the way, my career as an Olympian, or as a skier anyway, for certainly came to a rough end. Because on the last day, you know, I was there with my two sons, you know, one of whom was a skateboarder, and the other one was a skateboarder too. And one was better than the other, but they were both pretty, but one of them was particularly, you know, risk-taking kind of guy. So he would do snowboarding and flip over backwards and, you know, do things like jump over mountains on one of these little boardy things that you attach yourself to. But anyway, I followed them, and we hired an instructor to take us off for half a day or something. I can't even remember how much it cost, actually. It can't have been that expensive, otherwise I wouldn't have, you know, I couldn't charge my sons very much for taking them on this thing. But anyway, we all set off, and we got the very last slope, and it was one of these massive downhill things, you know, that were, you know, you're practically skiing, you know, back in on yourself, you know, you go over the edge and you have to stay sticking to the thing. It wasn't as steep as the black ones, but it was still fierce, and I crashed over on my knee, hit my knee fierce. I was just on ice, pure ice, there was no snow left. This is about 4:30 in the afternoon, and so it was just smashed the right knee, and I've never been the same since. I mean, I regard the skiing accident as the reason why, you know, I've had to give up golf in the end. That's another story. But actually, I've just been listening to a few of the skiers, one of the people who like the Olympics, sorry, and who don't watch telly all that much. But nobody's mentioned the ace sport that turned me on to Winter Olympics most of all, and it's that magnificent sport called curling. Now, curling to me is the ultimate sport. I mean, the coordination, the energy, the tactics, the strategy, the pace. I mean, the key thing about it is any old fool can run around quickly. You know, it's kind of, we're almost like programmed to be into speed. Well, any old fool can do that. You just take loads and loads of drugs and you get the legs going up and down very fast and you don't need any recovery time and, you know, you call yourself Lance Armstrong. Those kind of things, you know, you do all that sort of thing. Or else you're, what do you call these guys who run the 100 metres in under 20 seconds? They all, you know, what do you call that guy from Canada who did it and everybody thought he was great until he was shown to be, he couldn't run without his drugs and then you had... did Linford Christie take drugs? Probably did. So they probably all took drugs as far as I'm concerned, you know, because any of them. But to go slow, now that takes talent. To move at the pace that you have to take for curling. I mean, you get fast people who are good at pushing sweeping brushes up and down on the ice, moving at ferocious speed while gliding ever so slowly down along the ice. Well, I mean, isn't that just beauty? It's balletic. So yeah, so curling is definitely the sport. I believe some Scots did fairly well at this. It was the women curlers that I got into most at the beginning. I really took to curling a big way. Tried it myself. It's not very easy. I mean, the kitchen tiles are perfect because they're really, really slippery. But I can't really kind of manage the art of, I mean, I meant to clean the floor, so kind of every time I do clean the kitchen floor, I do think of curling, you know, because it's a bit like, you know, you move the sweeping brush really, really fast and you get the kitchen tidied quickly. Anyway, that's winter sports, yeah. The thing is, you have Winter Olympics and they're all snow, right, and ice and all that stuff, and you have Summer Olympics and they're all sun. But what about the... call it the Autumn Olympics, really. They are Olympic sports that can only be done in the rain, right? Now, the swimming is not the same, right? We do need some sports that can only be done in the rain, you know? I don't know what they are, but there we are. That's it, my contribution to February number 7. Thanks very much. I'll certainly be hoping that what I had to say will be totally ignored. Bye!